Despite his shower, his body still radiated heat. "I wasn't trying to start anything," he said. The last thing he wanted to do after killing himself all day on the lake was to get in a fight with a boy called the Caveman. He was glad X-Ray and Armpit had come to his rescue. "Well, how'd you like your first hole?" asked Squid. Stanley groaned, and the other boys laughed. "Well, the first hole's the hardest," said Stanley. "No way," said X-Ray. "The second hole's a lot harder. You're hurting before you even get started. If you think you're sore now, just wait and see how you feel tomorrow morning, right?"
"That's right," said Squid.
"Plus the fun's gone," said X-Ray.
"The fun?" asked Stanley.
"Don't lie to me," said X-Ray. "I bet you always wanted to dig a big hole, right? Am I right?" Stanley had never really thought about it before, but he knew better than to tell X-Ray he wasn't right. "Every kid in the world wants to dig a great big hole," said X-Ray. "To China, right?"
"Right," said Stanley.
"See what I mean?" said X-Ray. "That's what I'm saying. But now the fun's gone. And you still got to do it again and again and again."
"Camp fun and games," said Stanley.
"What's in the box?" asked Squid. Stanley had forgotten he had brought it.
Paper? I was going to write a letter to my mother.